We've been praying all week for the same thing for which Christ prayed in John's Gospel, that all his followers would be one. That week or 8 days of prayer culminates today, as it does every year, in the Feast of the Conversion of St. Paul. Paul is such a moving character in Christian history. He's a dynamic and moving figure. And the fact that he's buried in our basilica, Fuori le Mura, outside the walls, always strikes me as very fitting, because Paul was the great missionary of the church who saw no boundaries.
And the Holy Father was there for Vespers this evening, wasn't he?
Traditionally, it's the one occasion in the year when the Holy Father comes formally to St. Paul's. He presides at a service of Vespers, which is the evening prayer of the church. And that, of course, is very a happy occasion for us monks. The Benedictines have been here for 1,300 years as custodians of the tomb of Paul, but also with the added responsibility of singing the praises of God day in, day out in this basilica. So it's our voices. I feel very privileged to be part of this very long tradition. Our voices have praised the Lord at the tomb of St. Paul for 1,300 years, and we continue to do that even today.